Some Delaware state lawmakers want the financial disclosure reports they file every year to be posted on the state's Public Integrity Commission website. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the effort that failed to pass the legislative session that ended on June 30th.
State Rep. Medina Wilson-Anton was stunned earlier this year when she couldn't find a fellow lawmaker's reports online. Instead, she had to file a Freedom of Information Act request.
I didn't realize that it was behind a FOIA wall. I thought it was online, the way that lobbyist reports are online and searchable. It seems like a no-brainer to me.
So Wilson-Anton introduced a bill in May to put the reports on the Integrity website. Senate leader Dave Sekola signed on as a sponsor. Transparency advocates touted the measure at a House committee hearing in late June. One was Amy Rowe, who has fought to eradicate lead from water in school fountains.
FOIA is difficult to navigate, and in many cases, it is excessively costly for the public. These reports already belong to the people, and we shouldn't have to jump through the hurdles of FOIA.
The bill never made it to the House floor for a vote, but Wilson-Anton is optimistic for the session that starts in January.
The more transparency, the better. It's also important that when members are voting on bills that directly impact them, that it be easy for members of the public to check and point out when there's unethical behavior happening.
The 350 state politicians, candidates, and appointed officials who file the reports must list sources of income, investments, business ventures, creditors, and gifts. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.